When the Academy Award nominations were announced last week, there were a lot of comments on how badly women's roles fared during the Year of the Woman. The Best Actress competition seemed to come down to this. There was Emma Thompson, and then there was everybody else. One of the nominations that surprised people was Michelle Pfeiffer's for Love Field, a movie not many people had taken note of during its one-week Oscar-qualifying release late last year. Now that it's reopened around the country, film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
I feel a little sorry for all those Best Actress nominees who aren't Emma Thompson. I mean, here they are, finally getting the big nomination, the one people are referring to when they say, "Do I expect to win? Oh no, just being nominated is such a great honor." That nomination. And now everybody's treating them as though they got there by default. Did Michelle Pfeiffer get there by default? See Love Field, and you'll probably say, as I did, well, not exactly. This is a sweet, carefully crafted interracial love story that begins on the day of the Kennedy assassination in 1963, and it feels as though it were made just a few years later, around the time of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and A Patch of Blue. Pfeiffer plays a Dallas housewife named Lorene, who's so infatuated with the Kennedys that she can't imagine not attending JFK's funeral, so she leaves her husband a note and hops a bus to Washington, wearing the little Jackie suit she's sewn from a pattern. As it happens, Lorene is something of a chatterbox, and on the bus, she focuses her chatter on Paul, a tall, taciturn black man with a 9-year-old daughter who is even more reticent than he is. And now the director, Jonathan Kaplan, and the screenwriter, Don Roos, spank the sleepy plot into action. A series of accidents and misunderstandings result in Lorene, Paul, and his daughter going on the lam in Tennessee, with the FBI, the local police, Lorene's enraged husband, and every redneck in the state on their tail. Paul is played by Dennis Haysbert, who's a little stiff in the role, but he exudes a practiced wariness that's powerfully convincing. You can see in his vigilant eyes how often a black man in America might have found his actions misconstrued and his innocence punished. He knows that being in the vicinity of Lorene can only mean more of the same, which is why he tries to get rid of her by dropping her at a small-town gas station. What he doesn't know is how far Lorene will go to get what she wants.
What I want, Mr. Peter, is to go to my president's funeral. What I want is to go to that rotunda and file past that caisson or coffin or whatever it is and pay my respects. How can you even think of setting me down here in the middle of Lord knows where after all I have tried to do for you and your little girl? Well, I didn't want to have to say this, but you owe me.
Owe you? Jesus, owe you?
And I know you're going to Philadelphia. I read your luggage tag, so don't try to tell me it's out of your way.
Man, when I saw you bearing down on me in that bus, I knew I should have run. You can't be nice to some people. You give them an inch because you feel sorry for them.
Sorry for me?
And they keep dogging you till you... Look, this is not gonna work.
In the movies, when two companions bicker like that, you suspect love is just around the corner. But Love Field's big surprise is how understated the theme of interracial romance turns out to be. This film stakes out its territory and then refuses to explore it, which leaves not much to look at, except Michelle Pfeiffer's performance. Is it an Academy Award winner? Not this year, but it's still awfully good. Pfeiffer could easily have turned Lorene into a type, the southern bubblehead housewife with platinum hair, two-ton eyelashes, and a lot of kindly but naive thoughts about doing some good for the Negro. In fact, Lorene has all those traits, but Pfeiffer plays them from the inside. So they don't seem like traits. They seem like the manifestations of a churning, ambitious inner character, an adventurous spirit straining to break free. Love Field is pokey and timid and a bit dull, but think of it as a showcase. The film stands back, the better to show off what Michelle Pfeiffer can do.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.